Hello, everybody. Hello, 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 hello. Pastor Mackenzie Cambese. Progress on purpose for your inspiration, encouragement, and your motivation as we move progressing, going forward. We're about going forward. We're about the future being bigger than the past, and we're about being strategic in the present as we get ready for what's coming. So my friends, as you come in, I just want us to talk today. I want to teach, I want to coach on something extremely important that I think will get us to the next level if we focus on it and we do what we must do. I thank God for this platform, this opportunity to speak into your life. So grateful that the month of April has found all of us above the ground in the land of the living. It is something amazing to celebrate. I had to go and buy me a chocolate melting cake just to celebrate the fact that I've made it into the fourth month of the year. So my friend, I want to say congratulations to you. I want to thank God that we have done one quarter out. We are getting into the second quarter and we can do it. We can do it. We can make it. We can change it. We can grow, and we are going to be better in this quarter than we were in the first quarter, because we are wiser now. All right. So let's get into it and talk about some things. I want to do some coaching today. I just want to coach on how to maintain a positive mental attitude. How to maintain a positive mental attitude or attitude. All right. Whichever one you like. How to maintain a positive mental attitude. It matters, because we are living at a time where it's very easy and it's very simple for us, all of us, to be negative. After this pandemic, a one full year of everything changing, it matters that you can impact and make a decision on how you can maintain a positive mental attitude. It's very easy to be negative. It's very easy to be negative in the times that we're living in. Mental health is on the rise because of the changes that life has thrown upon humanity. So please share with some friends, because we're going to go to the deep end today as we look at some things. How to maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. How to do it on purpose. My friends, I want you to know that your attitude always affects your performance. Your attitude always affects your performance. It is very, very important. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 19. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 19 reads this way. I'm going to use these two verses for our teaching today. Verse 13 says, as in water, face reflects face. So a man's heart reveals the man. And then Proverbs 23 verse 7, you know this one. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I want you to look at this thing and get to understand that your attitude matters. Your attitude impacts your performance. Your performance is a reflection of your attitude in all aspects of your life. So I want to share with us as we go forward how to maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. How do I do it on purpose, not do it accidentally, not do it simply because I have no way to get it done. You can be purposeful when it comes to maintaining a positive mental attitude. And here is how. Because my friends, your thoughts have powerful influence over your actions. Your thoughts have powerful influence over your actions. If you don't like your actions, you need to address your thoughts, because your thoughts have powerful influence over your actions. Negative thinking always produces negative assumptions and conclusions. Negative thinking always is the key word. If your thinking goes negative, you must always know that you're going to produce negative assumptions and negative conclusion. All right? Negative thoughts produce negative actions. So when we stay in the negative world, we are really agreeing to a negative production of our thoughts through our actions. And the fourth thing you discover with the negative thinking, I believe, is one of the most effective tools of Satan. I really do believe that negative thinking is one of the most effective tools of the devil himself. Because when you think negatively, as the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So when I delve to jump into negative thinking, I'm going to impact everything that I could be. Because my friends, you see, your thinking matters. Your thinking is very important. And I'll give you four reasons why your thinking is very important before we even get to how to maintain a positive mental attitude. Your thinking is very, very important because number one, the size of your goals reflect the size of your God. All right. Your thinking is very, very important because as you think and you make goals, the size of your goals reflect the size of your God. And the second thing you discover about thinking, our concept of God determines what we ask and believe God will provide. How you think matters, man. If you can fix here between the 2 years, if we can fix here, the rest is just fruit and it will be produced based on how our minds are flowing. So our concept of God, as we think, as we do what we do, our concept of God determines what we ask and believe God will provide. So I want to challenge you in a very special way that how you think, how you process things is extremely important because it's not that God is not going to bless you. It's not that God is limited to what he will bring your way, but it is our concept of God that impacts what we ask for. And because our concept of God matters because it defines what we ask of God and what we believe God will provide. So if my concept of God is small, if my thinking of God is small, I can never ask for anything bigger than my concept of God. And number three here is thinking matters. Thinking matters because if you want to know how big your God is, look at the size of your goals. If you want to know how big your God is to you, look at the size of your goals. It's very, very much amazing that some people can wake up in the morning. In this pandemic, I was just looking at some financial statements and I discovered that the billionaires in America made more money during this pandemic and they made more money than they've ever made in any given time. And then I started thinking about it. It's not that they prayed a lot or they prayed more than the majority of us. Some of them don't even go to church, don't even believe in God. But you know what it is? Their concept, their attitude toward life. They looked at the same pandemic and they came up with business ideas in the midst of the most horrendous human experience globally. They looked into the darkness of this global pandemic and they produced something and some people became millionaires, whilst others became unemployed, others became homeless. So I want to challenge you in a very special way. Your attitude impacts your performance. You are where you are. Let me even go deeper here. You are where you are. I am where I am because of my attitude toward life. Your attitude has got a lot of things. Let me tell you something. I remember when I was a little boy, the days before I had even gotten on a plane. I've been on planes so many times now that by the time I get on the plane, I'm already praying that I get where I am going. Because at the end of the day, I'm just tired of planes, man. But I remember when I was a little boy running around in the dusty roads of Africa, and there I'd not been on a plane. And one thing I discovered when we didn't even know that you needed how much it costed for one to get on the plane. But we had a positive attitude, even as children. We could make some fake planes and we could run and the wind would make the wheel in front of the plane to spin and we could just do whatever we could do imagining planes. Your attitude matters. When we were young, it's amazing that when you're young, you put in kids in a room, they'll do some role play because of their attitude. The older you get, you're going to discover if you're not careful, you gravitate towards the negative, stinking, thinking attitude. And all of a sudden, you've got 99 reasons why it won't work. But when we were young, we could take a brick and make it into a car, take a brick and make it into a plane. When we were young, we could do anything and we could imagine because we had this attitude and this imagination which was not limited. So I want to talk to us about how to maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. All right? You need to have a positive mental attitude on purpose. It doesn't matter. There's so many things in your life that you're not going to be able to control. So many things that you're not going to be able to control. And don't worry about the things that you are not able to control, because here's what it is. My friend, when you have a positive mental attitude, let me tell you something. You can shout with David, "This is the day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Why? Because of positive mental attitude. Here are five things I want you to have how to maintain it. It matters how you maintain your attitude. A positive mental attitude is contagious. People want to hang around people who believe that the sun is going to rise again. People want to hang around people who believe that the glass is half full, never half empty. People want to hang around with people who believe there's a better tomorrow coming. People want to hang around with people who know that sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we will always remember that there will always be a tomorrow. Contagious, positive mental attitude. That's what people want. Even if somebody is sick and they're fighting a terminal illness, when they have a positive mental attitude, the book of Proverbs says, it'll do them good as medicine. Oh, come on, let's talk about it. Five things on how to maintain a positive mental attitude. Let me tell you something. Everybody got bad news. Everybody. Nobody has it all. You've heard me say it. Nobody have it all. Everybody got something that's not working in their lives. The difference is the attitude they have. Their mental attitude makes the difference. It makes the difference. Here are five things you need. Number one, in order for you to maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose, number one, you must focus on God instead of self. There you go. If you're going to just maintain a positive mental attitude, you must learn to focus on God instead of self. That's it. That's the difference between David and his brothers. David and King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 17. When everybody was looking at Goliath and running for their lives for 40 days, when little David came around, watch this, and he got there and Goliath got up after 40 days of doing this thing, he expected everybody to run. And for real, everybody took off except one little boy who remained standing in the midst of the Israeli side of the battlefield. And when Goliath spoke, David simply said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine speaking this crazy stuff toward the enemies of God?" If you're going to maintain a positive mental attitude, my friend, you must focus on God instead of self. David, number one, he says, look, you're not just fighting people, Goliath, you're fighting the armies of God. Not only that, when Goliath, you know, they had to meet in the valley to fight, David said to him, look, man, you come with a javelin, you come with experience, but I don't come to you with all that kind of stuff. I come to you in the name of the Lord so that everybody around here may know that there's a God in Israel. If you are to maintain a positive mental attitude, it is not the money, it is not the degrees, it is not the schooling. It is my focus on God instead of self, and that will feed a positive mental attitude. Let me tell you something. When you focus on God, life takes another journey to a place where it's beyond what I can feel and define. And that maintains a positive mental attitude. You need it. You're not going to do anything bigger than yourself if positive mental attitude is not part of your life. And how to maintain it on purpose. Number one, you're going to focus on God instead of self. Number two, if you want to maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose, let me tell you something, nobody has it all. Everybody got something that can give you 99 reasons for you to be negative. And I'm telling you, we're living at a time where it's easier to be negative, as if people actually get paid to be negative, because life has been difficult and hard because of this pandemic. But if you are to maintain a positive mental attitude, because your attitude impacts your performance. Number two, you must learn to look to the future and not the past. If you're going to maintain a positive mental attitude, your future got to be bigger than your your yesterday. Your tomorrow got to be bigger than your yesterday. You got to look to the future, not the past. But listen to this. You better look to the future with anticipation. You got to anticipate that something good is about to happen. It don't matter where you are. It don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter what challenges you got. We all got challenges. Let me tell you something. There's no need to envy nobody because everybody got something ain't working right in their lives. But if I'm to maintain a positive mental attitude, I got to look into the future with anticipation and not the past. That's Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. He says, listen, this one thing I do. I may have a lot of problems, but this one thing I do. I don't do 10, I don't do 20, I don't do 100. I just do this one thing, forgetting those things that are behind. Watch me now. I've got an anticipation of the future. I press toward the goal. So I want to challenge you. If you're to maintain a positive mental attitude, I want you to understand, my friend, this is not positive thinking. This is not positive psychology. But the book says in Proverbs 23:7, it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Proverbs 27:19 says, just as a face reflects face in water, a man's heart reflects who they are. So it matters for you to look into the future and not the past. Look into the future with anticipation. If God gives you tomorrow, my friend, you got to walk into tomorrow like you're expecting something. You got to walk into tomorrow as if tomorrow owes you something. When you wake up in the morning, you got to dance with David. This is the day which the Lord has made. I declare to be glad and rejoice in it. I haven't seen nothing, but this is the day which the Lord has made. You got to look into the future with anticipation and not the past. If you are to maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. All right. So Pastor, now as I look into the future with anticipation and not the past, how does that work? Well, when you look into the future and not the past, if you look into the future with anticipation, here's what it means. Looking into the future with anticipation, here's what it means. It means you are focusing on God and his resources instead of personal resourcefulness. See, I cannot anticipate the future to be better and bigger than now and the past if I'm not expecting and focusing on God and his resources. Because see, my friends, I've never been to my future. But if the same God who was with me in the past is the same God who's hanging around with my poor old soul in the present, I can truly trust God and his resources. How many of us know that where I have one way, God has 1,000 ways of blessing you and blessing me and doing things beyond what we can think or imagine, because his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Let me tell you something. It is a blessing to be a living human being. All your crisis problems, all of that, God has put all those things into consideration before you were even born. And whatever you're going through, child of God, whatever that is draining you and pulling you back, whatever you think is a challenge to you, I want you to understand that before God put you together, before your daddy met your mommy, your grandfather met your grandmother, God put into consideration that in 2021, you'll be standing where you're standing, going through what you're going through, and God thought it wise and good to create you the way you were. Listen, you worry about stuff that are literally none of your business. Your life is not your own. Your life is none of your business. There's a God who has a purpose through your life. So here it is. You're going to look into the future with anticipation more than you focus on the past. You're going to focus on God and his resources instead of your personal resourcefulness. I've noticed whenever I begin to think negative, because all of us can think negative. I met one of my mentors this morning. I went to see him. He's a medical doctor friend of mine, and we sat down and started talking, and he said to me, man, I mean, you just got to focus on the future. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I called my son in California, and I said to him, man, the corona pandemic is now, the numbers are rising again. You ready for this? And his son said to him, daddy, do you have anything positive to talk about? Here's a doctor trying to just elaborate on the negative, and the son says, daddy, do you have anything positive to talk about? What would happen in our lives if we were surrounded by people who focus on God and his resources rather than personal resourcefulness? What would happen if we're surrounded by people who feed our faith and starve our fears? Can I talk to you? When God wants to bless you, he'll bring someone who will feed your faith. When the devil wants to bless you, he will send you somebody who will feed your fears instead of your faith. I want you to understand that you can maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. I'm telling you right now, when I look over my shoulder, these past 2 years have been the worst 2 years of my life. And let me tell you something, child of God, they've been the best, because here it is, no matter what the enemy does, he cannot mess around with me right here. This right here don't belong to the enemy. He can mess up with every emotion of mine that he got. But when it comes to my mind, I've made up my mind to focus on God and his resources instead of my personal resourcefulness. I discovered I am limited. I discovered I don't have it all. I discovered I am a powerless black man in America trying to make it work. But there's a God who's got the whole wide world in his hands. Come on, talk to me, somebody. I feel like preaching, but I gotta teach. Here it is. Number three, how to maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. Number three, always have a goal. Always have a goal. Always have a goal. Don't wake up in the morning and not know what you are up to. You can't just be shooting and whatever falls, you say, well, that's what I was aiming at. No, you need to have a goal. You need to have something to aim at if you're going to maintain a positive mental attitude. You're going to have it, my friend. Somebody said you got to plan as if you're around here for 1,000 years and you got to leave as if this is the last day you got. You got to always have a goal. Always have a goal. You ready? We're all born like this. What do you mean, Pastor? It is. I discovered when I look at my children from the time they were young. You know, a child wakes up in the morning and the first thing they need is food. I mean, I'm talking of a child who's never been to school, nowhere. They wake up with a goal. I mean, there's a goal on their minds. Every child wakes up with something on their mind. It's when you become older that you entertain negative thinking will always rob you of positive planning and thinking. All right, it is very, very important, because negative thinking, my friends, will always produce negative assumptions and negative conclusions. All of us are dealing with adults who have got negative thinking. People who have got negative thinking have got assumptions, they've got conclusions, they are suspicious of everybody. But when you hang around positive people, there's always some positive things going on. You can maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. You can make up your mind that this is the day which the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice. Let me tell you something. There's a God who is literally in control of all you got, but you got a choice to make, child of God. Number four, how to maintain a positive mental attitude. Number four, view problems. This is very important. View problems as an opportunity for improvement. View problems as an opportunity for improvement. If you are going to maintain a positive mental attitude, you must view problems as an opportunity for improvement. Always view problems as an opportunity for improvement. Always. It don't matter how many problems you got, 99 problems. Pastor, I only have 9 problems. I only have 19 problems. Whatever number of problems you got, view problems as an opportunity for improvement. And my friend, you're going to be able to maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. And the last one I got for you. Very important thing I wanted to get to understand. Remain positive no matter what. Remain positive no matter what. Pastor T, I see you, boy. Talk to me. I am. Brother, I got to do it. Remain positive no matter what. Let me tell you something. If your life is not productive, you need to understand God is more invested in you being productive than you can ever be. Oh, remain positive no matter what. Because I read somewhere. Listen, here's what the Easter week is messing me up. I'm working on a sermon to preach on this coming weekend. It's messing me up. I can't sleep because of the joy that I have. No matter how painful it was as Jesus rose from Palm Sunday and throughout the week as he went from court to court, Pilate, church, it's all the way to the cross. Let me tell you something, child of God. No matter what you go through, they may spit on you. They may put thorns on you. They may crucify you. I read the story. I know how the story ends. Jesus is going to get up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. And what does that mean, Pastor Kambi? Is to remain positive no matter what. Oh, remain positive no matter what. Because there's no resurrection without death, Pastor T. You got to die in order for you to be resurrected. And I want to challenge you, child of God, the more the crisis, the difficult the situation, I want you to understand that positivity is not an option. It is the only option we got. We only have plan A when it comes to being positive. You know, I want to be so positive that when I die and they put me in a casket, I want to look like I'm smiling. I want to be a positive dead man. You didn't hear what I'm saying. I mean, there's no time to waste here. We've got things to accomplish. No, listen, I get it. Nobody has it all. You are human. You are a person. You are like me. We go through stuff. But it's your attitude that changes the impact of what you go through. Remain positive no matter what. Remain positive no matter what, because you can never ask God for more than what you think he's capable of providing. So remain positive no matter what, because if you're not positive, you can never ask God for more than what you think he's capable of providing. You're going to remain positive no matter what, because my friends, it matters for you to understand that realizing the greatness of God helps us expand our own thoughts and plans. All right. So it is very, very important. Remain positive no matter what. How to maintain a positive mental attitude. Number one, focus on God instead of self. Number two, look to the future with anticipation and not the past. What does that mean, Pastor? Well, it means you got to focus on God and his resources instead of personal resourcefulness. All right, that's what it means. Number three, always have a goal. Always have a goal. If you are going to maintain a positive mental attitude, always have a goal. And then number four, view problems as an opportunity for improvement. And then number five, remain positive no matter what. Thus, you need to have positivity must be your plan A and destroy all the other plans. There's no plan B or C or D when it comes to being positive. We're going to stay for positive. That's just what it is. I really do believe as you serve God and you look at God and you get lost in God and you grow in God, the goal is for you to become addictive to the Bible puts it this way. Philippians 2:5 says, have the attitude which was in Christ Jesus. In other words, our minds can get to a place where seriously we can look at life and think about life as Christ thought about life. That's a special place to be. Because I want you to understand your attitude affects everything. All right, and then the last verse, then I'm out of here. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. You know it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It says, finally, brethren and sisteren. I had to add it in there. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, okay, remain positive no matter what. Finally, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. In other words, think about these things. Remain positive no matter what. Remain positive no matter what. And you'll be able to maintain a positive mental attitude. Because Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it reads this way. It says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Listen, I'm about to get out of here. I don't know what you're going through, but thank God you are alive and well. Thank God you're in the land of the living. And nobody has it all. Everybody needs improvement. That's why I love it. There's no need for competition. There's no need to judge each other. All of us are under production. We are all under improvement. We are all in process to become, to fully reflect the image of Christ within us. Every one of us. And so there's no hurry. There's no competition here. You do you, I do me. And if you can help me along the way, please lift me up. And if I can help you along the way, allow me to simply lift you up. All we got to do is for him to say, well done to all of us. When it's all over, you can maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. Focus on God instead of self. Look to the future with anticipation and not the past. In other words, focus on God and his resources instead of personal resourcefulness. And always have a goal. Always have a goal. Always have a goal. If one fails, come up with another one. Always have a goal. Always have a goal. Always have a goal. I have this red bird that comes over my front door every morning. This bird comes in and it bangs its little beak on my glass door every morning. Let me tell you something. When I wake up, sometimes it wakes me up because it is just hitting its beak on the glass of my front door every morning. And let me tell you something. I told myself, if this bird can do this every morning, have a goal of hitting its own beak on the glass, I got to work up with a goal. You got to have a goal every time. I've seen some people run here in the midst of rain. They're running. In the midst of snow, they're running. You know what? That's having a goal. Everything positive in your life, the goal is for you to become addicted to the positive. Don't get addicted to the negative. Get addicted to the positive, because you must maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. Get addicted to it. Get addicted to the good. I mean, what else is there to do besides doing the positive things that we got to have and view problems as an opportunity for improvement? Listen, if you come to me and say, Pastor Kambizi, you are wrong here and here and there. Listen, you have given me an opportunity to improve. That's all I can do. I'm at a stage in my life now where I don't have to defend myself. I don't have to prove myself. I'm at a point in my life now. All I got to do is express myself. If you highlight an area of improvement in my life, listen, I lose nothing by becoming better. I am open to it, because you know what I've discovered? Listen, man, maintain a positive mental attitude on purpose. And number five, remain positive no matter what. Remain positive no matter what. Negative thinking always produces negative assumptions and conclusions. And negative thinking always produces negative actions. I am tired of negative attitude and thinking. I don't know about you. Do you have anything positive to talk about? Because there's always something that will feed. The Bible says in Philippians 4:8, think about these things. Meditate about these things. Whatever is lovely, whatever is put, focus on the positive things, and is going to help you maintain a positive mental attitude. As a man, as a woman thinketh, so is he, so is she. Your attitude impacts your performance. Blessings on you as you keep on ticking, as you keep on moving. Listen, you and I, we're blessed to be alive. Let me tell you that. I had to take myself out today, Sister G, and I had to take myself out and just get a cake. It's the first of the month. I just had to celebrate the fact that I'm still alive after 3 months. You're going to learn to celebrate you, man. Not everything in your life is bad. Not everything in your life is not working. Something is working. You got something that somebody else wish they had. Do you know that? Sometimes you are the only person who is not seeing it because of attitude. Maintain a positive mental attitude and you're going to see even beauty in ashes. You're going to notice that thorns have roses. And you're going to smell them roses and try to avoid the thorns. That's a wonderful thing to be alive, and being positive is contagious. I wish you well. Progress on purpose, my friends. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't. And if you think I am doing anything that's helping you and you think other people deserve it, share it on your platform and also encourage them to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Progress on Purpose, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi. Blessings on you, and we're praying. Father, please help us with our minds. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Love you all. See you tomorrow, same time, as we progress on purpose. I am rooting for you. I'm a cheerleader. All you got to do is get into the play field and do your best. That's all you can do. Just do your best and let God take care of the rest. I believe in you. So does God. Blessings on you.